Hello and welcome to Art Scene, KUVO's monthly program on the visual arts in Denver. I'm Hillary DiPolo, visual arts consultant, and it's my pleasure to welcome today Mike McClung from the Michael Warren Gallery. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Hillary.
Great to have you here. Michael, you are opening a show this evening with an artist named Thomas Hoitzma.
Hoitzma
from Dallas, Texas. And I was intrigued by the work, and I was intrigued by the addition of this artist into your gallery. So I thought we could talk for a few minutes about how do you come up with the focus of the gallery and then the selection of the artists?
That's a good question. Warren and I represent about 45 artists from around the country. In addition to that, we represent the Van Straten Estate of Fine Art Prints, so we have over 5,000 fine art prints. So we have a lot of art in the gallery. We've shown roughly 40 to 45 artists since we opened 3.5 years ago. We're always looking at the makeup of the gallery and want to make sure that we have a balance of artists. We absolutely love color. We like contemporary art. And we're very interested in process and materials. So a lot of the work winds up being process-driven.
And would you say that's true of Thomas's work? Is it process-driven?
It is process-driven. It's abstract work, of course. He's really was trained in the lineage of abstract expressionism. But
could you, for our listeners, define abstract expressionism? That's a term that's used a lot, and sometimes people are used to listening to music, don't necessarily translate that into what abstract expressionism is in 2D. In two dimensions.
Certainly. Abstract expressionism is a subset of abstract art. So abstract art typically is non-objective. It might be the abstraction of an image or an object. It could be morphed. It could be amplified. It's somehow not the image or object that it started out being. Abstract expressionism is different. It is the object. It is the work itself. It's not of something. It is something. And so oftentimes abstract expressionists use what they would refer to as emotive gestures, or some people call them authentic gestures in their work. Often they convey a sense of feeling.
Let's talk a little bit about Thomas's work. Why did you pick him out of all of the artists that you could have in the whole country, in the whole world? Why did you pick this guy?
We definitely responded to Tom's work the moment that we saw it. We're looking at the balance of the artists that we have in the gallery, and we do represent artists from all over the country. Texas was an area that was not represented in the gallery, and so we got to thinking, why not? It's a pretty vibrant art scene. And so as Warren and I were considering artists and what voices they had, one of our consultants, Shelley Glasser from Aspen, pointed us to Tom's work and said, what do you think? And immediately decided we wanted to show his work.
Now, one of the things that's quite remarkable about his work is the scale.
He's a tall guy.
He's a tall Texan.
I might be wrong about this, but I'm thinking he's about 6'4", and he likes big paintings. So his normal size, probably the average size, most of the works in the gallery will wind up being 7 feet high. So they're a good size. They're 4 inches deep. The canvases are stretched so that on the wall they really sit a bit like objects. It kind of blurs that distinction between image and object, and it has a monumentality in a space. And I think for him, we've titled this show The Air in the Room, and that refers to part of his desire is for the work to really change the tone of a space and to ultimately change the air in the room. He has an interesting story. He studied back east. He went to Skidmore. He studied abstract expressionism. He wound up working in the New York gallery scene in the early 80s with a diverse group of artists, with Basquiat and Keith Haring and Cindy Sherman, a number of artists. He moved to Dallas over 20 years ago, and he's very active in the music scene down there.
Wow.
He, when he's not painting, he's producing a series of television shows and documentaries on Texas music.
Tonight at the gallery, what time is the opening?
The opening tonight will be from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, the artist talk with Tom Hoitzman and Shelley Glasser will begin at 10:30 with coffee and a chance to look at the work and meet the artist. Probably will run about 45 minutes. We'll wrap everything up by noon.
Okay. And tell us again the address of Michael Warren Contemporary.
Michael Warren Contemporary is at 760 Santa Fe Drive.
Okay. And I want to talk about a few other wonderful things that are going on this evening. At Goodwin Fine Art, which is very close to Michael Warren Contemporary, Sean Huckins will have paintings and very interesting collaged photographs by Holly Linton. At Anthology Gallery, which is now located at 3419 South Lincoln, Sue Crosby Doyle and Jean Smith. And at the Blair Caldwell Museum, this is not an opening this evening, but an ongoing exhibition. It's entitled You Can Plow Here, and it's photos of the Alabama mule farming. From just what I've seen on the website, it's very exciting photography and a very interesting study of something that is very different than farming here in Colorado. And at the Dairy Arts Center, opening on June 16th, Leona Lazar and Divas in Clay, which large contemporary figurative clay work. And at the Gallery 1505, which is at 1505 South Pearl, Joseph Thomas has some lovely Colorado photography. So thank you for being with us today on Art Scene, and we'll see you in the galleries.